the sinks of San Francisco.
My name is Lieutenant Mike Soap. And this is my buddy, Sergeant Steve Detergent. Our job, to clean up this place. I haven't always been a lieutenant. One time, I used to live in a house. It can be dirty work around here on the sink, on night patrol.
Sure is quiet tonight, Mike.
Yeah, too quiet. I don't like it.
Why don't you try taking that dishcloth off your head?
What? Oh, no wonder my mother always called me cloth ears.
Hey, you hear that? Sounds as if someone's in trouble. It's coming from the draining board area. It's one of those female brush teens.
You mean a scrubber? I suppose we better take a look. Come on. All right, lady. Calm down. Calm down. Mike Soap, Omo side.
Oh, I've been attacked by someone I picked up. Oh, look what it did to my bristles.
Can you describe him for us?
Huh? I was only with him 30 minutes. Well, let me see. He was sort of big and round, and he had a handle on the side and a nasty brown crack down the front.
Huh. Sounds like you've been mugged.
Was he alone?
Yeah.
Mugs him alone.
You mean the mug who did the coffee break job?
That's him. He's usually carrying some pretty hot stuff around with him. He got thrown out of the tea service. Couldn't hold his drink. He's not all what he's cracked up to be. Okay, Dolly. We're taking you down to the cup shop to show you some mugshots. Let's go.
Mike, there's a baked bean in front of us.
Never mind that. Step on it.
Ooh. Ooh. You can... Ooh, you stood on me blank.
Must have been a lesbian.
Must be from that dish we arrested last night. You know the one we told to spill the beans?
Lieutenant Soap and Sergeant Detergent took down Deli Brush's particles. They knew Muggs couldn't get far, as Deli had kicked him in the ghoulies. They decided to check out the waterfront.
We'll check out Joe Brillo's pad. A rough customer if ever there was one. Here we are. Knock twice and ask for Joe.
Who's there?
Soap.
Soap who?
Soap, you don't get mad when I tell you this is the police.
Let him in, you big dumbo. Well, if it ain't Starsky and Hutch.
You're right, it ain't. My name's Lieutenant Soap, and this is Sergeant Detergent.
Oh, Reckitt and Coleman. Come in, come in. Now listen, Lieutenant, you know, I run a respectable joint around here, you know? I mean, this is the waterfront, you know?
Tell it to the Marines, Brillo. So how are things in the metal business, Joe? We've had complaints from quite a few pans. They say that you're rather abrasive.
So, we rough them up a little, you know? I mean, these non-stick guys are putting us out of business. Hey, like I say, I'm clean.
They were all there. The place was full of hardware. Mac the Knife, Guy Fawkes, Hugh Tensel, Keith Skewer, Spatula Clark. On stage was a grater who liked to entertain people with a couple of tongues. He was known as the Grater Caruso. Up front was another singer, Jimmy Witherspoon.
Hey, Jimmy, who's the ladle?
That's no ladle. That's my knife. Hey, she's just cutting some meat, you know?
Tell me, lady, what's a knife girl like you doing on a joint like this?
Lieutenant.
It was Brillo's wife. She was scouring in the corner. Mrs. Brillo, mean you can give me some inside information?
I spent a dirty weekend with Muggs. In stains, you know? I tried to make him come clean, just for the crack. But he had a nasty streak in him, especially when he'd had a drink or two. He promised to go to the tea towel and get dried out. Promised he'd take me away with him, you know, to a nice broom closet so we could live over the brush. Promised he'd buy me a butter dish so that we could have a nice spread.
Where is he now?
I tried to stop him. He jumped off the side of the sink and sailed away on something shiny.
He'll be on the gravy boat. Steve, what time is it?
After midnight.
What date is it?
I don't know. I'll have to have a look in the colander.
There's no time. Call the chopping board and ask them to send out their chopper. Let's go. There he is. Pass me the waffler.
Okay, Muggsy. Give yourself up. You are surrounded by cups.
You'll have to come and get me, Cuppers. You ain't gonna take me alive. I'm gonna pull the plug out on this deal, and then I'll be on the next train out of here.
Okay, turn the taps to full speed.
You've no chance, Muggs. Wherever you go, we'll flush you out.
It's working, Mike. He's heading straight for the... Oh, no, I can't better look.